from the banks of my own lovely Lee. Get square, let's get down, friends. And live link with the captain of the Samuel Beckett, officer, commanding officer, Owen Smith. You're very welcome. Hello there, Captain.
Good morning, Adrian.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad, no. Always nice to hear the banks, yeah.
Yeah, we thought we'd, you know, I had said just in case you're homesick, but you can't afford to be homesick anyway on this trip. Tell us a little bit about yourself, though, and growing up in Cork City, and what drew you, you know, to the naval service in the first place.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm a fatman born and bred. I was born in 1969. And I suppose I've always had a wish to go to sea. I didn't initially start in the Naval Service. Initially, I spent 15 years to start at a merchant marine, and I moved to South Africa for about 10 years. And in 2002, I came back to Cork and joined the Naval Service. And I suppose I've been here ever since. Yeah.
You've been awarded so many service medals that we won't go into them. We'll leave it pretty much at that. But you live in Cork with your wife, and you got two kids. And just before we talk about the Samuel Beckett ship, you have a keen interest in sports as well. And obviously the rugby end of things. Are you able to keep an eye on how Ireland is doing and the Six Nations?
Yeah, and I was hoping you wouldn't mention rugby this morning, given that we were beaten in the World Cup this morning. So
all right,
sore subject on board today. But yeah, we can obviously we have satellite television over here.
Yeah,
and
that was we have to assume that's a temporary setback. The big one was coming up, and hopefully that's it. Now let me just ask you, you know, about the Samuel Beckett. It's one of three Irish naval vessels. Go ahead.
Yes, it's the first of a class of four new vessels that she was built in 2014, and represents a huge step forward in terms of capability for the Irish Navy. So there's four of these vessels, two vessels which are similar but older, two smaller vessels for coastal work, and then the other, which is the flagship. So nice ship altogether.
Yeah, let me now it has the purpose is to be a naval service offshore patrol vessel. So what kind of a schedule? Primarily, where does the ship travel, and for what reason?
Well, primarily, we operate within the 200-mile limit of Irish water. We would conduct 28 maritime defense and security operation patrols, and they're pretty much a one-stop shop for everything, be it maritime resource protection, drug interdiction, search and rescue. So it's pretty much a one-stop shop. And in addition to that, we like to maintain a situation awareness of what's happening within our domain. It's a two-year rotation on the ship, consisting of 28 episodes and 14 days back in the day for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Captain, just want to ask you, though, your position and the ship's primary goal is to indeed make sure that, you know, that Ireland and Ireland's waters are protected. Again, that is something that, you know, many would say it's the most western island in Europe, and smuggling is still alive and well, much as we would, you know, like to think that, you know, smuggling is generally perceived as something that, you know, that happens, you know, on, you know, smuggling into Ireland. Sometimes we think of it as having to do more with the north of Ireland and Northern Ireland and the island of Ireland. But patrolling the waters is no mean feat. It is something that is ongoing. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, what are the hot points of protecting Ireland and its waters?
Well, I suppose we have a huge area to patrol, but for a Navy, with 9 ships, about 1 million square kilometres. It consists of some of the richest fishing waters in the world. We're also very strategically placed in terms of maritime traffic. So you know, you've got to pass Ireland if you want to get to the East Coast, UK port, if you want to get into the English Channel. So we're very strategically placed in terms of smuggling. It exists. It's something we're constantly engaged in trying to defend against. And we've had massive successes over the last, you know, 10, 15 years in terms of large cocaine bust, which we carry out in conjunction with our partners in Europe, in Lisbon, called Mayor Kent, which is the Maritime Analysis Operations Centre for Narcotics. So we would have a very good relationship with other European companies, countries, within our efforts to defend smuggling and shipping.
Now, Captain, I wanted to ask you about your connection with and your agreement with Italy and how that works.
I suppose in 2015, the Irish Naval Service began a series of deployments to the Mediterranean under the auspices of what we called Operation Pontus. And this was a bilateral agreement with the Italian government that we would go down and assist their coast guard in rescuing the migrants from North Africa. There's a big crisis there at the time. We deployed, we deployed 7 ships on Pontus over a 2.5 year period. And then Pontus grew into another operation called Operation Sophia, which was a European Union naval force under a UN mandate. And I was lucky enough to be the CEO of the Vecchia. We deployed there for 4 months last summer.
Now, on the humanitarian missions and, you know, conducted under this Operation Pontus and the bilateral agreement Ireland and Italy, what about human trafficking? That obviously has been a severe threat and indeed continues. How do you coordinate that, and how prevalent is the human trafficking?
Well, I suppose if you were to talk about Operation Pontus, it was purely a humanitarian mission. You know, over the 3 years we were deployed under the Irish Naval Service, Pontus was saving over 18,000 lives. Operation Sophia, which was the next step, had a slightly different focus. Yes, you know, we carried out search and rescue, humanitarian missions, but the focus of that mission was to disrupt the human traffickers' business model. And the way we did that was by having a really, you know, strong presence close into where the incidents were happening, and to inspect and hail ships that were passing through that area. So that was quite successful when we were down there, and the amount of deaths resulting from Microsoft, which was way down by about 60%. So it was a success.
Captain, I wanted to ask you if you can just describe the ship to us. Is it considered to be a medium size? How big is the ship itself?
It's 90 meters long, 2,500 tons. It would be considered probably one of the smaller classes of warship. It's extremely capable in terms of the technology on board, in terms of comfort for the crew. Obviously, we're operating in the North Atlantic, which is, you know, the worst weather out there. So that's a very important part. Comfortable and capable, I suppose, is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, and it's state-of-the-art, obviously. Now,
yep.
Your mission, and I'm sure it's not, it's no coincidence that you came, came across the Atlantic to be in New York in this particular week where the UN General Assembly has, you know, welcomed close to 100 leaders, world leaders at the United Nations. What is the trip over like? Where did you leave and how long did it take to get to New York?
Well, we sailed from Cork, from our home port in Cork. It took us about 8 days to get across. We had to avoid some weather on the way over, so maybe a little longer than it would normally take. But in general, the trip across is very good, yeah. We got into New York last Tuesday. So.
Yeah. And you're here actually until Wednesday. I wanted to ask you about an opportunity that many people wouldn't know would happen in a million years. But you will be open to visitors tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock. So tell me, how does that work?
Well, I suppose, look, another part of the reason why we're here is to engage with the Irish diaspora over here and in Boston when we walk in next week. So, basically, we'll be open to the public tomorrow from 10 to 1700.
Yeah.
And we'll just be welcoming tours on board to talk about the ship and our experiences over the last number of years. So, as I say, we've had a huge amount of interest already in the ship. We've got people coming on for you know, impromptu tours, the whole thing. But tomorrow that'll be our pure mission tomorrow, will be to show off our ship basically and to talk to people who may or may not have Irish heritage.
Okay, will those who visit the ship tomorrow, and thanks for the invitation, will they be able to meet with the crew and shake hands with yourself? It seems like it's a tremendous opportunity and a great way to spend the day and learn more about the vessel itself. It's an opportunity that definitely doesn't come up very often, that people can actually go down. Now, the best, you're docked, just for information, at Pier 36, and in Manhattan on the East River. Is that, I'm pretty sure, that's between the Manhattan and the Williamsburg bridges, right?
That's correct, yeah. We're about, I suppose, 100 meters away from the Manhattan Bridge. Pretty close.
All right. Now, for those who want to go down, you don't need tickets, reservations. You're welcome to at your invitation on that of the Irish
Council. Absolutely.
Concert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
absolutely.
The
entrance, absolutely. And my.
Go ahead.
Yeah, myself and the crew will be here, and we'll be quite happy to meet and talk to people. As I said, about our experiences. So it's a big thing for us as well, you know.
It's great. And I know that you've attracted a lot of, of widespread American media as well, which is excellent. We're happy about that. What's the best vantage point or even getting there? Can you give us an idea? How do you get there? It's Pier 35.
Pier 35, 36. Yeah.
Yeah, 35, 36. And what is the easiest way actually to get to you tomorrow for those who are going to go in public transportation? And I have to assume that traffic will be indeed an awful lot better than it was all week. How do you get into the ship? Is there a walkway? How do you get in there?
Yeah, it's just an open key, basically. So throwing the key from the Manhattan Bridge and you can see it, which gets quite easy to access. We have all guys waiting on the ship's gangway to look after people and bring them on board for a tour of the ship.
Well, it's a great invitation, and I would say that you know, a lot of people can take advantage of it. Now, when you leave on your way to Boston, by the way, how long are you going to be in Boston?
We'll be in Boston for, I think, four nights altogether. So we'll get there Thursday morning and sail on lunch.
On, you know, on something that's near and dear to my own heart, the Irish Hunger Memorial at Battery Park City, indeed is a gem, and I just mentioned, since I've already plugged Cork now a couple of times there, the Irish Hunger Memorial actually is reconstructed. It's a house, and it's built on a half acre down on BC Street, a block from the Freedom Tower, and I believe that you're going to pay tribute to the Irish Hunger Memorial on and that's on
Monday
this
morning.
Yeah, on.
I was lucky enough, Adrian, to go down there yesterday just to walk the ground, as it was, before we actually do the sail pass when we sail next week. I suppose if you want to flesh it out this morning, but we had a commemoration ceremony to the coffin ships on our way across the Atlantic, because it was the same route that they followed, you know, 170 odd years ago. So it's fitting that we'll be doing the sail pass on the memorial as well.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm sure when you were in town, I just want to let people know that it will be. It's a cantilevered structure down there. You walk up. For those of us who will be there, there's a vantage point. It seems like the terminal is pretty crowded. But you're going to go north of that. And you're going to make a U-turn, and then you and the crew will salute the Irish Hunger Memorial. I think it's amazing. It's fantastic. And again, in speaking of you know, the coffin ships, the route that they took, and now this is something that we really appreciate. And, well, we'll be looking forward to meeting you all tomorrow. And again, thank you for indeed acknowledging and the Irish Hunger Memorial. And good luck to you. You're there until Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And and then on to Boston. So for our Boston listeners, where are you, and where are you going to be docked in Boston?
We're just going to be right ahead of the U.S. Constitution, so it's quite central there, and we'll be open to the public in Boston as well. For, I think on the Saturday and the Sunday we'll be open for tours. So again, we'll be welcoming everyone down there as well, and meet the crew, and again, we've got people, our experiences, and we'll only be too happy to show off our ship. Yeah?
Congratulations, thank you, and welcome to New York. And again, we will we'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
Okay, friends, this again, Captain, the ship's captain, is Lieutenant Commander Owen Smith. And again, tomorrow, it is from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Great. Great opportunity indeed tomorrow. Okay. Again, You can get information, actually, by logging on to the Irish Consulate website. And again, we're very happy that this event, the ship coming up the Hudson River and making that U-turn to pay homage and to pay tribute to the Irish Hunger Memorial at Battery Park City. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, the Flannelly Show, live from New York, irishradio.com.